You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is so much fun to be on the radio on this gorgeous Monday night in our beautiful state of Wisconsin. We've already had way too much fun for a Monday, although I love Mondays. Con, I always say this, I can't wait for Monday. I don't know what to do with myself in the weekends. I think I'm probably on an island there for the most part, but
yeah,
I like what I do.
I like being able to binge all my TV in one sitting.
In the weekend?
Yeah.
On the weekend? That's good. What did you watch? Besides football, what did you watch?
I watched this, I'm a sucker for just a new movie on Netflix, like whatever, on Saturday after the game, I was like, all right, I want to just forget about something.
Yeah.
I want to forget about this. So I watched this movie, it was called The People You Meet on Vacation or something like that, but it's based on a book and it's like a rom-com.
Okay.
It wasn't for me, but I watched it anyways.
Got my mind off it,
but definitely
just take
wasn't
a chance
for me.
On something sometimes, but, and sometimes you're pleasantly surprised.
And you know, I was hearing some theories again about, oh no, so it wasn't, Stranger Things is coming out this week.
Oh my gosh, I know.
it's the documentary that they releasing about the last season. The making it. Man, people are saying, oh, at the end of that, it's actually going to turn into an episode.
Come on. What, people need to get a life. Seriously.
I guess that's what happened at the Friday the 13th documentary or something.
Okay.
They released a documentary about it at the end. It was actually them getting chased by Jason or something.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if it's Friday the 13th. One of the movie franchises around that, though.
Okay.
And... no, it's just like, I don't know. I'm like, it's over. They're not that good of writers that you thought they were.
Right. Well, that last season, season 5, and I probably mentioned this last week, the audience scores were worse than the critics. Like, the yeah. Stranger Things faithful just thought it was okay.
I mean, so the last season was just kind of, meh.
Yeah.
I didn't, the first two seasons, I mean, even the third, they were dynamite. Yeah. I was like, it kept me locked in. I was like, I can't wait for the next, you know, or whatever it was. But this
That's
one,
awesome.
I'd watch an episode. I'm like, I can wait.
Yeah. I'm in no hurry. Yeah. It's not a cliffhanger. We've had a lot of fun here tonight, folks. In hour number one, we had Connie Fellman, our wonderful WGBW reporter. She's always fun when she comes on the air. She's had such a great career. We discussed that in hour number one and a little bit into hour number two. We had a quick update from Mike Clemens about the state of the Packers. I didn't ask him about LaFleur, did I? We had just a few minutes.
I mean, he kind of did say it at the beginning. He's like, he didn't make adjustments.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, in terms of his job security, it seems he's okay, despite what national pundits were surmising.
Would it be the worst thing if Packers kind of got a new face, a new identity?
Are because you calling for it as a reporter on Make the Call?
The Packers have been doing the same things for the past, 5 years now. Just doesn't seem like... at the end of the year, we're always like, we need a new kicker. Special teams. Special teams needs a new coach, and then it just doesn't happen, and we just do the same things that we did the year before.
Well, it's interesting because I made the comparison to Mike Tomlin and Harbaugh. Now, both those guys have won Super Bowls, but since then, it's pretty much just been a winning record. They make the playoffs, maybe a playoff win, but typically out. And it's kind of been the same thing with LaFleur. His two predecessors both have Super Bowl rings. But, at some point, you get... And Packer fans are, and this is a testament to the organization, are spoiled. It's a good organization.
Yeah, I mean,
they have two Super Bowls. You guys don't really have that much to complain about. But once you have a taste for it, it's not good enough to make the playoffs. Like, Bears fans were like, oh my God, we're in the playoffs. What do we even do? So, I don't know. It's interesting.
You know, I'll just,
he seems safe, though.
I don't think he'll get fired. I think he'll get extended. You know what? Here's something funny though. So Saturday, 21-3. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what other comeback Matt LaFleur was a part of?
No.
He was on the Falcon sideline when Tom Brady came back 28-3.
He was.
Yeah.
What was he like a quarterback's coach?
Something
or
like
OC?
That. Yeah. He was. I don't think he was offensive coordinator, but.
See, that's the thing about Brady's legacy, and it's you can't fault the guy. What is he, 7-3, 6-4, whatever? Like, he's lost a few Super Bowls, but he's won that. Like, that was a choke. That was the Falcons just.
And what was the Packers? That was a total choke too.
You mean the other night?
Yeah, that was a total choke as well.
That was a choke, but that's also Caleb Williams. For as much as he drives me crazy, the guy's a gamer. I mean, at the end of the game, you know. I don't know. But yeah, obviously the Packers contributed. The thing is, like, with all the turnover, like, they weren't even turnovers. The Packers fumbled like 4 times. The Bears couldn't get it. I don't think they sacked. Maybe they sacked him once, but I don't know. It's hard to say.
It was just, like I told you before, the 3-and-out that we had in the first drive of the second half, I was like, we're going to lose.
I knew it was over.
I knew because I've seen that against the Browns, the Panthers. Just any time that teams came back this year, we looked like that on the first drive in the second half.
I missed a text last week from when I think we said, what national holiday would you like to see? There's pretty much a national day for everything, but this is a great one from Jimmy Cuska, put National Peach Wabba Day.
Yeah, that's a, that's a great one.
We got to get Jimmy back on. The problem is, he's like the busiest guy in the world.
I mean, he's a hardworking dude. He calls like 800 games.
I know. No, listen.
It's
and he's
crazy.
Got the voice for it, too. Our question of the night, if you're just joining us, is what is your favorite tradition that involves food? And this is in honor of National Sunday Dinner Day, which was yesterday. Jim from Appleton says there is no more of a this is nice. I'm sorry. We just saw this. Although I think she was already gone.
I told her before.
Did you say that? Okay. Yep. Jim says, there is no more of a celebrity than Connie Feldman in the Fox Valley. That's awesome. Yeah, we're big fans. I've only known Connie a short time, and she doesn't like me, but I like her a lot. She's a very fun guest.
I think she likes me. I help her with all the technical stuff.
Oh, there you go. That's a good way to get on anybody's good side. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Thanksgiving. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, served with a nice Merlot, and later on, pumpkin pie with ice cream and a good cup of coffee for dessert. My favorite. Eddie continues, Pete, earlier today, I had a light bulb moment I had to share with you and Conrad. On the opening weekend of deer hunting season, the Green Bay Packers play their game in blaze orange jerseys and pants with gold and green trim, helmets to match. Wish Mike Clemens could have heard my bright idea. Genius, am I right? And then Steady Eddie says, good luck to the Bears. No hard feelings because I know the Bears don't mean to cause no trouble. They just want to do the Super Bowl shuffle. It's been a while. It certainly has, Eddie. And thank you for the Bears love. You're a big man to extend the well wishes to the Bears. And I don't know, Con, what do you think about the Packer uniforms? I will say this. I loved their uniforms when they wore all white and have the trim of green and gold. I think those look really slick.
I'm just happy with the basic unis that the classic
green and gold
Packers uniforms. That it's so much history.
Yeah,
that's why I think Lambeau will never. It will always be the Packers Stadium as well.
Okay, fair enough. 920 says warm, loving smells. That's my favorite tradition around food that I forgot to tell you about. When my daughter is coming home from college or anyone coming home who's been away a while, I'll throw a batch of cookies in the oven or bake a loaf of bread or something. So when they walk in the house, they are greeted by warm, loving smells that remind them of home. Oh my gosh, this is great. Do we know who sent this?
No.
I almost want to say that's Connie because she's referring. That is so great. The text continues from 920 saying, reminds me of being a kid coming home from school on a cold day when my stay-at-home mom would have a batch of my favorite cookies just coming out of the oven. That is a great text. Thank you, 920. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, we began hosting Thanksgiving and Christmas at our home after it became too much for our parents. Very chaotic with 30-plus friends and family, but memories we are creating are priceless. it is weird. Like, there's times in my life I don't want everything to be about food so I can stay in shape, but food does bring people together. It is a tradition, and those are great texts. Conrad's mom, Paula, on the stream says, the tradition our family has done for the holidays is not have the usual turkey and ham. We like to mix it up every year. Taco, pizzas, Phillies. Oh, Philly cheesesteaks? Oh, wow. So we can all spend time together instead of being in the kitchen. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, my wife will say that sometimes. Let's not make it all about food. Let's all take a walk together. But, like, we're just so ingrained. It's just a food culture.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of turkey anyways. I don't know, it's sometimes too dry for me. And I like when you do this because it's, like, different every year. You never, you know, it's like...
Yeah, you can mouth some tacos. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, tacos are great for any occasion.
I agree. 100%. Robert from McFarland in the 608 says, tailgating is my favorite tradition for food.
That's great.
Beer, brats, burgers. I cannot believe we haven't heard tailgating yet. That is outstanding, Robert. Thank you, sir. We've got coming up at some point, Rob might be running a few minutes late, but Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield will be here at 7:20 around thereabouts. They've got a big comedy event. They've actually got two big comedy shows coming up, one in Marinette that we'll discuss, and then another one in the Wisconsin Dells. But they're both outstanding, outstanding funny men, great stand-ups, well-seasoned, great joke writers, and excellent performers. They will be here in the studio whenever they get here, and it'll be great to have them. We've also, we talked to Mike and then Sherry Stoka. I love having Sherry on because sometimes you just need the motivation to get in shape. The holidays were just a couple weeks ago, not even, and we're all sort of recovering. And, I just think when you talk to someone with her kind of knowledge about nutrition, it really is motivating. So I thank you also to Sherry for being on the show last hour. All of the hours of Nightlight, folks, are cataloged in podcast form at civicmedia.us, and you can listen to them there if you missed earlier interviews or Nightlight fun. So, oh, we got a phone call. Who's on the phone, Con?
Ollie from the Northwoods.
Ollie from the North. You know what? I knew Ollie was going to call when I was thinking of this question because it's food related, and Ollie has great phone calls, well, about anything, but specifically about food. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. My favorite thing is was baking cookies with Christmas cookies with my children and then taking them and passing them around to the elderly people in our neighborhood.
Wow.
And then also doing the same thing with my grandkids, baking Christmas cookies and gingerbread houses and things with my grandkids.
That is so great, Ollie. Do you still do these things? Do your kids and grandkids come to you for the holidays, or do you go there?
No, I go there for the holidays, but the kids are all out of the house, gone, and so we don't bake cookies together much anymore, but we do all try to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving at my daughter and son-in-law's. And I have a son-in-law who is a wonderful cook.
Yeah.
And so he pleases us all with his wonderful cooking every holiday.
Well, it sounds like he had a great mentor. Thank you so much, Ollie. As always, love your thoughts on food or any topic for the question of the night. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. We are coming right back with two of certainly the funniest people in the studio, but I would go statewide or even nationwide. Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield will be here, two very funny stand-up comedians in the studio. We're talking comedy. Coming up next, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And Packer fans, I will tell you, this is the perfect way to end your Monday night because we've got two really funny guys helping us close down the show tonight. They're here in the studio, two great Wisconsin guys, great comics. Rob Brackenridge is just an excellent comic. He's been here several times before, and he's brought his pal, a guy I've been anxious to have on the show forever, too, the very funny Mike Merrifield. So it is great to have both of you in studio. Thank you for making the
drive.
Good
to be here. Do I have to slide over so Rob can fit in?
I think you guys both have your...
I want them to see my shirt.
What does that say? Open bar.
That's my special. Nice.
We're going to talk about that. Is that the antithesis to Dry Bar?
Dry Bar, yes.
100%.
Yep.
Which is funny because we were just talking during the break. Mike, you were talking about a comic who... Can you just tell the end of that story again? I thought that was so funny.
Which story? I already forgot the story I was telling.
it was about the headliner who drank, and I always thought, I remember doing stand-up, the headliners I would work with were either recovering alcoholics or party crazy.
Right,
like they hadn't been to rehab yet. But yeah, this guy was drinking wine in his hotel room.
He was actually the opener. He was flipping the switch. He was the opener. I was the sober one.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, I went to his room. It's this terrible gig. In Negaunee, Michigan, and the gig's actually fun, but they put you at the Triangle Motel, which there's just no way with the name Triangle Motel it can be good. And I woke up the next morning. I told him we had to be ready to go at 9 a.m., and I went to his room, and he was getting yelled at by the maid. She was like, "You got to get your life together, man. You're drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning." Yeah, I forgot to add, he had a bottle of wine. He was sitting on the edge of the bed, just listening to it. He's just... taking swigs out of the bottle while she yelled at him.
Wow.
When you got to get advice from a maid, that's...
Yeah, yeah. When she's working at the Triangle Motel in Negaunee and she's telling you, you screwed your life up.
Not even a good gig for maids, necessarily.
No,
at the top of the... Yeah.
There's a Days Inn right across the street. Why not just go to the Days Inn and clean rooms? Right. Doesn't make any sense.
Nothing good is ever going to happen at the Triangle Inn. I know. I tried.
You just told us that.
Yeah, tell your story, Rob.
No, I had cleanly. Back in the day, I used to actually get laid after a show. I know. It's weird.
By the way, this is not the way you told the story first. Well, no. You're embellishing a little.
I brought a girl back after the show because I was hilarious, and she said, "What can I do, you know, to show you my appreciation?" I brought her back to the Triangle Motel, and she took one look, and I went, "No way." We're going to my house.
You're not that funny.
It makes the, you know, like a Red Roof Inn, you know, look like a 5-star
that's so
hotel.
Great.
It's terrible.
All right, you guys are here. Mike, we kind of, I feel like most of the listeners have heard Rob. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's get him out of here. He doesn't need to be on this. Get out of here, Rob.
The bar is closed, apparently.
Get out, Rob. Get out. Get out.
Come on, Rob. He could be in the frame.
Well, what do you want to know? I mean, similar story. I did comedy forever, and Rob talked me into it. He told me that...
Really?
This is 100% true, because I was telling him, you know, I had a job at the time, but I was thinking I need to just lean into comedy, make it my sole income so I try harder, you know? Yeah. And Rob was like, man, it's great. You know, you go out on the road, and you go to all these small towns, and women think you're... you know, famous, so they sleep with you, you know, and they throw themselves at you. And some of the clubs even pay in drugs that, you know, they'll offer you want cash or drugs, you know, back in the day.
Green or white.
Yeah. And he would tell me all these amazing stories. And I've been a comic for 30 years. None of it's ever happened. Not one thing he ever promised ever happened.
Well, you got to be good looking.
Wow.
Yeah. And funny.
Look at this picture. Look at Mike. You're clean shaven and you've got no hair and you look like a badass. That's a great photo.
You think so?
But you're also rocking the beard tonight. And
yeah, he looks like Ayatollah Khomeini right now, doesn't he?
Well, when you don't have hair on the top, you have a lovely head of hair.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You have to do what you can so you grow your beard out to compensate.
And it doesn't matter anyway when you're a comic. Like,
well, it especially doesn't matter when you're 53. I'm invisible to women.
We've given up.
So where are you based, Mike? I know you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I still live in Appleton, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys get to pal around.
Oh, yeah. I was in Nashville for a while. I did 5 years there. I would go back and forth every couple of weeks. I was working down there. So.
Nice.
He works for 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah, it's on the sweatshirt.
Oh,
speaking
fantastic.
Of plugging
yeah,
things.
We're plugging shit.
So we're plugging the 800-pound gorilla and the open bar comedy festival.
Yeah.
Our special. So tell us about that, Rob. You've done a dry bar where you have to be totally clean.
Totally
You're
clean.
Great at that. I didn't even know you worked dirty at all.
I don't.
He just
really.
Adds F words.
I did the exact same set with the F word in between each word. So, yeah.
So they took it.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. It was in Sarasota, Florida, you know, in a great club, McCurdy's Comedy Theater. Okay. Have you heard of that place?
Maybe heard of it. Never been there.
It's really good. And they treat you really good in a packed place. And I had an awesome set. So,
well, that goes without saying. But I know. You felt you needed to go ahead and say it.
I'm one of those guys that never has a bad set. You know, it's like even if you'd bomb, boy, did I kill him. No, I'm not that guy.
Well, you mentioned the old days, though. It's not like it was in the old days. Like, stand-up is not like it was when I started. Like you said, everybody was an addict. Everybody was either a drunk or a pothead. And now these young comics, they have no vices. I guess the only vice they would have would be, you know, social media. You know, they're all, you sit in a green room and everyone's staring at their phones. Gosh. No one's talking anymore. And get this, they changed open mic to mic. They just call them mics now. Hey, guys, want to go do a couple mics on Friday?
Because they don't have the kind of time to add open.
Oh, yeah. Their time is valuable.
That's the excuse they gave me. Because the first time I heard it, I was like, it's open mic. You can't just change it. It's been open mic like since the teens. You know what I mean? Like there have been open mics. And I realized they dropped the open because it makes them seem more legitimate. Because if it's an open mic, that means anyone can do it. Now they call them mics and they say they're booked. So it's different than an open mic. My thought is you're just dropping the open to make yourself feel more legitimate.
Like street cred or
something. Like you're doing something bigger than what you are.
All right. We got two hilarious guys. I'm so thrilled these guys are here. Rob Rackenridge and Mike Merrifield. We're going to do the news. We're going to come back. And I'm going to tell you where you can see these two guys coming up in the next couple weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's what we're doing here to close out the... And are you guys Packer fans? We'll get into that too. All right. We'll talk about that. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles.
Isn't that, did Lauren Holly say that too? She said in the intro we had her do when she was on the show a couple weeks ago, she called me Schwabbles, just like Lance Barber does.
That's great.
That's kind of how I want to be known. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We have two outstanding guests in the studio here tonight, Mike Merrifield and Rob Rackenridge, two Appleton-based comics. But they tour all over, and they've been around a long time, and they have so many accolades. Rob was just telling us about his new open bar special that is the opposite of a dry bar where you have to be clean. How dirty do you get on that, and where can people see it?
Actually do get kind of dirty, and you can get it on YouTube. It's absolutely free. Just go to Open Bar. They have their own site, you know, their own YouTube channel, and then just find Rob Brack. Oh, my special's called it's called To Be Ernol.
That's what I was just going to say. I love that. And you guys, and Mike, you've been touring all over too. I love that you're still Appleton based. You opened for Rob Schneider, I know, quite a bit. He was his HBO Young Comedian special was so funny. And then he, of course, did Saturday Night Live and all that. What are those gigs like?
With him now?
Yeah.
I mean, he sells out theaters. Like this coming weekend, we're going to be at the MGM. In Copperfield's Theater on Friday and Saturday. Wow. And he'll sell it out both nights. Yeah, he's, you know, he started out as a comic. He was a comic from 21 to 23.
I worked with him 30 years ago.
And Rob worked with him back in the 20s. And they, on the megaphone, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, I stole your off-air joke right there.
Walked into a bar.
But, yeah, what are we talking about? I forgot. I'm getting old.
Vegas. You're doing Vegas.
You're talking about how...
Oh, he was a stand-up, but yeah. I thought he still was, but is he not?
Well, he once he got huge, he took 10 years off of doing stand-up, and then Chris Rock told him, why aren't you doing stand-up? You're a funny guy, you're a funny stand-up, you should do it, and you can make a lot of money doing it. So he started doing it, and he's good. He's amazing now, but I remember the one that used to be on Netflix. It's a Comedy Dynamics special of his. I think it's called Hot Sauce and the Holocaust or something like that.
Something like that.
Some weird name. But I remember I was in L.A. with a bunch of comics, and I was like, guys, let's watch Rob Schneider's special. You know, I'm sure this will be hilarious. We're all ready to goof on it and act like we're better than him. And 5 minutes in, we're all looking at each other like, this stuff's great. He's good. And he's sort of a Trump guy or whatever.
Right.
And so he had a lot of political stuff that he wrote the last few years that he really cares about. And I really feel like it took him to like another level. He's really killing it.
That's my neighbor. That is really weird. I live in Marinette. I live an hour away, and my neighbors are walking by the window.
That's odd.
I
have
no
That's
idea
weird.
What's going on. Maybe a restraining order is in order. Yeah, he is a Trumper, and he's kind of – it's a lot of money, and I believe he really probably really is and isn't just trying to cash in. But, man, would you do that as a comic?
Well, he –
you're costing yourself money too, right?
I mean, well, he already was sort of blacklisted by Hollywood about 15 years ago.
Because of his movies?
Well, that's a good one. No,
for non-political reasons. Though.
No, he spoke out against vaccines around the time Jenny McCarthy spoke out or whatever. He spoke out then. And apparently, I didn't know this, a lot of your big corporations that sponsor television shows and things in Hollywood are all pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
So he basically got blacklisted for being outspoken. Luckily, he's got Sandler. Sandler puts him in all his stuff.
Right.
And then he had done all those movies. And then, like I said, he got back into doing stand-up. And he, you know, I look at older stuff and compared to what he's doing now. And what he's doing now is amazing. And actually, right now, we're touring with a band.
Oh, wow.
Do you
wow.
know what Kill Tony is on YouTube?
Is that what you sent me before, Rob?
No, I didn't send you any Kill Tony.
Well, Kill Tony is Tony Hinchcliffe's YouTube show. It's actually on Netflix.
Okay.
In fact, there's a new episode dropped last night, and Rob is on it. Schneider's on it.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, he's sort of had like a rebirth, man, and he's firing on all eight cylinders. And like I said, we're touring with a band, and we have Tony's band. We have the Kill Tony band. Tours with us now.
That's cool.
And he's done a bunch of different band iterations. We had Tony Bennett's band for a while.
What?
And so he did more of like a jazz type style thing. And now he's doing, it's rock and roll, basically. It's a lot of Elvis. He sounds a lot like Elvis, but he can really sing, man.
Wow.
He's an incredible singer.
Used to be an Elvis impersonator.
That's true.
Yep. Really? That's when I worked with him. He had just stopped being an Elvis impersonator in Japan.
Yeah. You know, he finally told me that full story. I thought he had done it for a while. He only did it for like 4 months.
Really?
And when he got there, he didn't realize he had to do 3 shows a day, 7 days a week. And after the first show, he lost his voice because he was singing. He wasn't used to singing. It was kind of one of those things where the booking agent was like, I need a guy. You know, can you sing Elvis? And he's like, yeah, I can sing Elvis. And he'd probably been singing it in his shower and in his car. But it's a whole different thing when you have to sing it in front of people.
Use your diaphragm.
Yeah, you got to sing. You got to know what you're doing. But yeah, he did that for a while. But I was thinking about it. It's cool hanging out with him because he got famous at 23 years old.
Yeah.
And back when, you know, if you were on Saturday Night Live, everybody in the world knew who the cast of Saturday Night Live was.
Right.
I can only tell you Colin Jost and Michael Che. I don't know anybody else that's on.
Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, he's been on there forever.
He's been maybe the longest. Is he funny? He makes me. You ever see the skit or the sketch? What's up with that?
Yeah.
Where he's that floors me. And he was funny in the Beavis and Butthead. I don't watch the show. I only see the clips online.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can show me something funny that he's done. $1,000 cash.
Conrad,
that I'm
going to
borrow. That I'm going to borrow from Rob.
After we do your gig.
Yeah. After you do your gig.
You give it to me, I'll give it right back.
I'm going to owe you $800 after we do your gig.
That's a great segue. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Mike Merrifield is here. Rob Brackenridge, two Appleton-based stand-up comics. Really great comics that have carved out a niche in the industry. Outstanding stuff. What? I can't believe, Mike, like are we Facebook? Somehow I see post. I think I made a request a long time ago. But we've, aside from Pasquale's, we don't really know each other that well, but your stuff, you're all over the place. And I couldn't believe when I reached out to Rob to do this football fundraiser in Marinette, he's like, I'll bring Mike Merrifield. I'm like, the nationally touring headliner is going to open for you in Marinette, Wisconsin, at a country. Score. So thank you for doing it. And thank you, Rob, because this is going to be a really fun show.
You should really thank Rob. When he first gave me the offer, he put an extra zero on the end. And now
that's the only way I got him.
Yeah, he acts like he doesn't know what happened to that other zero.
Well, there were no zeros when I first approached him.
First of all, offer was no zero.
That was just $8.
$13.50. That's what it was.
So you guys are coming up to Marinette. It's January 31st. The rooms are comped. Let me just say that.
Nice.
But it's a country club in Marinette.
Fancy.
A youth fundraiser. It's a good crowd. And thank you for doing that. But tell us also about, you got a show coming up in the Dells, right?
Do you?
I don't.
I have no shows coming
gentlemen,
up.
Hold on a second.
You're looking at my...
the website that hasn't been updated.
I'll bet you that thing hasn't been updated in 5 years.
Oh, man. I was
we
so
can
excited.
Talk about that, the stand-up journeyman.
Is this new?
Well, it's new-ish. It's okay. A comedy series that I produced called The Stand-Up Journeyman, and we filmed it at the Meyer Theater.
I love it.
And what was it? North Coast Productions. Those guys were cool enough to come out and film everything.
I put out a clip. I got million views.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, and so this is a great lineup. Johnny Beaner, Mike Stanley, and you guys.
Yep.
How
and,
fun.
We had filmed it before the pandemic, and then during the pandemic with all the free time is when I put it all together. So it's 4 episodes, and I think it's on Amazon still. It's on Amazon. You have to pay for it on Amazon. But
okay.
Oh, it's worth the 99 cents.
So, all right. We talked about... Rob's Dry Bar and Open Bar specials. You can see both of them on YouTube. You've done the San Francisco comedy competition. That's
yeah,
premier comedy competition. Right?
It, you know, that's another thing Rob told me. Speaking of Rob misleading me.
I'm the whipping boy.
He was like, dude, if you make it to the finals in that competition, you got management. Like, you know, and then he reads off the list of second place winners, you know, Robin Williams. All these people that didn't win, but they became famous. And the last week he said, you go to all the shows that are like in San Francisco or whatever, it's going to be all these industry people, nobody there. They were like, they couldn't get people to be judges. That's the other thing. You should never judge comedy.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel good about the whole thing, but I ended up getting second place.
Second place is amazing because there's
Robin Williams and I both got
second place.
It's
amazing anyway.
It's been 30 years and every second place winner has gone on to great things except one.
Is this guy?
That would be me. That would be me. Hey, well, I like to break a good streak, you know?
I went to the Montreal Comedy Festival. I was a new face in 97.
That's
yeah.
huge.
Great.
It was.
Nothing like that happens anymore.
Okay. Well,
except being on Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Well, I never had
or
that.
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony or Joe. That's like the modern version of that, though.
Yeah. But it was the same thing. It was like, oh, I remember getting picked up at the airport and there was a manager there and he's like, oh, you're going to come away with this representation. I was just a Chicago comic and all these guys get deals and this and that. I left and I got like one business card.
Yeah.
You know, I was moving to LA. I was like, is this a bad sign?
Did I make a mistake? Yeah.
You know? And I knew that he said that. That's not going to happen for me because that's just kind of how things happen sometimes. You know?
Well, it is what it is. You know, yeah. You mentioned that I'm doing well, but am I? I mean, I didn't start out to be Rob Schneider's opening comic. You know what I mean? I started out doing this to be Rob Schneider.
It's a good gig,
it's a good gig.
And you got all this other stuff, too. Mike, you got, and I know you don't need a pep talk from the guy doing radio, but like 2 comedy specials on SiriusXM.
Yeah, I've done some stuff. Yeah. I used to have a bunch of records and stuff.
You have 7 albums out.
Okay, fine,
Mike,
guys.
You're a funny guy. Come on.
Myself.
I mean, 7 guys. Albums, and that's all different material.
Guys, this noose I brought is just for decoration. I wasn't going to use it.
And you know how he got that gig? I mean, you got to be pretty good to get that gig with Rob Schneider. Tell
right.
him how you got it.
Oh, thanks to Rob Breckenridge. I got it because Breckenridge is a moron. No, he's not a moron.
It's true. It's
the
true.
Quick story is Rob Breckenridge was opening for Rob Schneider at the Epic Events Center, and he just messaged me and said, hey, you want to go up? I'm opening for him, and you'll get to meet him. It'll be cool. So, that's cool. We go, we kind of watch the show. We don't really watch the show. We're sitting in the green room most of the show. And then we hung out with Schneider for like 3 hours afterwards. And he asked Rob Breckenridge if he was open the next 2 nights because he needed someone to open for him in Springfield, Illinois, and then one other place.
Milwaukee
and Springfield.
At the Pottawatomie.
And Breckenridge says, no, I can't because I'm working at the Skyline the next 2 nights. But my buddy Mike can do it for you, and he can record your show because he works for 800 Pound Gorilla. So he could record your show for you.
And then right then I felt my stomach drop. You know, what am I? I saw the words come down, and then I saw all this money go away.
Like, what am I giving this gig away for? And now I'm like best friends with Rob Schneider.
And he looks at me every once. Oh, yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Do you get a taste of that? You get 10%? Like,
no.
It's like you're kind of...
No. He does my reels. He makes my reels.
Yeah, I make all of
all those. All those TikTok reels?
How many? 147 of them?
147. How much do I owe you?
Well, the minimum would be $100 a reel for the production work.
Do all the math.
Yeah, you owe me a lot of money.
But it's not like he got you booked in Marinette.
That's true.
At the end of January.
That's true. See? And let's not forget, I'm going to owe you money after that gig. That's how little it pays.
If
I'm paying you to do the gig.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Mike Merrifield and Rob Breckenridge are here in the studio. They are doing, you know when it was? It was the January 20th. I don't know where I saw this. One of your websites that said January 20th. Cheeseball show with Rob Breckenridge, Wisconsin Dells. Yeah, that must have been on your website.
Man, that was like 2 years
ago.
Two years ago.
You haven't touched your website in 2 years.
No, I don't update.
You're doing his reels.
Yeah, I know. And I did some for myself, but then when I didn't become famous after 2 months of doing it, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. It's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
I will say that about the young comic, okay? Because when we were young comics, all we had to concentrate on was being funny.
Right.
They have to concentrate on being funny.
Yeah.
They have to know how to use all of the platforms. They got to be able to film their shows, edit their shows. I mean, you got to do so much. They have to. Everyone has to have a podcast.
Right.
There's just so many more requirements.
When we come back, we'll have a few minutes left with these two hilarious guys. And I'm going to ask you about the Comedy Cafe if you're part of that whole thing going on. We'll do that after a very short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. A Monday night version. Con, we got another good show tomorrow night. Daniel Rico, producer, will be here. Comedian Olivia Witt. Jason Jerry, the Green Bay Llama. Do you guys know, heard of this guy?
No,
the Green Bay
no.
Llama? He's like a local community guy. He's kind of all over Facebook. But
does he like wear a llama costume? I don't understand the llama.
I got to get to the bottom of it. I don't
know. Spits when he
talks. that is the voice of Mike Merrifield and the laugh of Rob Breckenridge, two comedy titans who are in the studio here tonight. You could check out Rob's new special, Open Bar, To Be or No,
yeah,
on YouTube. And Mike Merrifield's got
I also have one too.
Comedy albums.
I have an open bar as well.
Oh.
What was mine called? Do you remember?
This be Your Big Break. The Big Break.
The Big Break. Or My Big Break.
Big Break.
There's like 19 people in the audience. You know, that's exactly how you want to film a special.
Oh, my God. Were you guys doing stand-up when the Evening at the Improv was still on?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For sure. I got passed for it, and then it went out of business.
Producer saw Rob's name on the list, and they're like, we don't want to do
this
anymore. This
guy. Isn't he from Wisconsin?
No mas.
We have not gotten as low as that. We're not getting a Wisconsin
This is
going
to sound
guy.
Weird. That was a goal of mine, was to get on that show. Because
That's
I remember sitting in Marinette watching when I was in high school, and Robin Williams hanging out. They used to do these like little vignettes where they're hanging out outside the club, and it looked like the greatest life ever.
Yeah.
So when I did it, I was thrilled, but I did it at the Santa Monica Club. Same thing. There was like seven people. Ugh. It was like the last legs of Evening at the Improv. It was terrible, but it was, I mean, I could say I did it, but it wasn't really a great experience.
Well, you could cut up the clips now and Michael juice it, and it looked like you killed.
I'm actually wondering, because I work for 800 Pound Gorilla Records, and one of our other record labels is Crown Jewels, and we do all these legacy media things, and one of them we did is I took all of the Evening at the Improvs and I chopped them up into tracks, you know, cleaned them by today's standards, took out a lot of gay bashing back in the day, but I took it, not your set, but I took a lot of things out. I took a lot out and I packaged them as albums, and they play on Sirius XM and stuff and Spotify and all that. But yeah, I would have remembered seeing your name. It's possible I did see it though.
Well, like I said, I'm not. And even if you juiced the laugh track, people go, something's not right.
Okay, it sounds like there's eight people now.
Yeah,
well, you didn't do much.
All right.
And Mike actually does, he edits old, those things from the 50s, you know, where they were really.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
what'd they
yeah.
Call Roast.
Yeah, I did a bunch of the roasts.
Fun.
Like in the 50s.
Turn
like
those into records.
Shecky Green.
Because we're all used to the Friars Club roasts, but there was the Kraft roasts as well, like Kraft that make mac and cheese.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, they sponsored their own series of roasts as well. And then I also did a bunch of them, turned a bunch into records that were never heard before. They were private Friars Club recordings of
really?
Roasts that they didn't have cameras at and things.
But they're just like filthy.
But they would, it's terrible.
Worse than
you anything. You didn't want to be a woman. You didn't want to be a woman or at the Friars Club back in the day.
Anyone other than a rich white guy, you know. It's kind of like today.
No, I think they were always
But they didn't feel guilty
though.
About it or
no.
wasn't as well or,
no,
or
they,
something.
Yeah. It was a boys club. But he had to take out all the racial stuff. And even with Martin Luther King thing? Or?
Oh, my God. Mike Wallace had this interview show in the 50s. And they used to use the old N-word. I don't even know if we can say the old one anymore, but
It
was accepted by everyone back in the day, so they say it a lot. You know, so Mike will be interviewing an actress that happens to be a black actress, and he'll be using the friendlier N-word.
The accepted term.
Right.
The accepted term.
And some 23-year-old at SiriusXM objected to it and had me take all of those out. All of that particular, which ruins the conversation. Yeah. You know, he's trying
just
to get insight into
it.
I would just take it out. So instead of saying, what's it like being a bleep entertainer? He would say, what's it like being an entertainer? Which takes everything away from that question. Yeah. And then he had Martin Luther King Jr. on, and they asked me to take him saying it out of there. And I go, he's the guy.
If he can't say it.
He's the guy. I'm not going to take that out. He's the guy.
right.
Like, my gosh, what are we doing? I understand, you know, wanting to be sensitive, but everyone was cool with that one back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was unbelievable.
Do you guys have, you can see these guys. If you're in the Marinette area, contact me. I'll try to get you tickets through the head football coach.
Is it sold out? Did you say?
It will be. I don't know if it has yet, but and then you cannot see them, unfortunately, at the Wisconsin Dells for the cheese ball thing.
Oh, you could see me at the Comedy Cabin in Janesville.
Okay.
With Brad Upton.
What?
Oh, Brad's awesome.
That place. Mike, I didn't tell him.
That's okay. I looked at the people they're booking. They're booking some pretty big name comics. So.
Brad Upton.
I'm opening for Brad Upton.
Yeah, well, there's exceptions to every rule. It's not always great comics.
He opens for Johnny Mathis. Brad Upton does.
Yep.
Or used to anyway.
I think he still does. Johnny,
he watched the Super Bowl at my apartment in like 1993.
Yeah.
And then, because we were working together at the Improv, and then I think Paul Gilmartin, another very good friend of mine at the time, invited him over to his house. I think Brad kind of wishes he wouldn't have said yes to me so quick because Paul was just higher on the thing.
Yeah. You're like, can I bring my friend Pete with?
Brad was the first headliner I worked with back in 88.
Back in the old days. I'm elderly.
Does your mom approve of your open bar?
Yes. She actually,
swearing and
she's very supportive. And I'm taking her 95th birthday is next week, and I'm taking her to Florida. Isn't that a good son?
That's a great son. You're fantastic.
They're going to go parasailing.
No, we're going kayaking. She's 95 years old, and swear to God, we're going kayaking with alligators and
your
manatees.
Great. She's so sharp, too. Like, she's incredible. Videos, she like,
I know. I take her to baseball games. We do all kinds of stuff. She's like the son I never had. Really.
Mike Merrifield and Rob Breckenridge, follow them on all the socials. Check out their specials on YouTube. Bridget from the 818 says, we would go to a restaurant for breakfast on snow days when my kids were in school. That's a good food tradition. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you for all your calls and texts tonight, folks. Thank you to Sherry Stoka. Thank you to Connie Feldman, Mike Clemens, and these two hilarious guys. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.